Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes. He's up in Flowery Branch covering the Falcons, as he does. He is 92.9 The Game Falcons beat reporter. Then we'll get to an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
It's funny having a kid like Samson's 12, right? And so all he does is dance all day in the house. He'd be doing all these jiggy dances. And so yesterday he comes to me, he's like, hey, Dak, know what I want for Christmas? I'm like, hey, what's up, dog? And he's like, quarter zips. I'm like, why? Why do you want a quarter zip?
Like the sweaters?
Yeah, like the quarter zip. I'm like, all right, no problem.
Interesting.
I'm like, man, no problem. And I was like, why?
Been watching a lot of Manning Cast?
I don't know. I was okay. Like, why? He's like, no. And he showed me this crap on his phone. It's one of them challenges things called the quarter zip challenge. And these kids are going to school with the quarter zip, with buttons, with ties and stuff on. So, and he's like, don't say it's weird, Dad, because that's all I call him and his friends and these kids. I call them a bunch of freaking weirdos. But I don't say freaking, I say the F word, because that's what they are, a bunch of damn weirdos.
Okay.
I'm like, so you want to wear a quarter zip and a tie to school? That's what you tell him. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So you know that's pretty lame, dog.
It's a weird. It's just a weird trend.
And so
yeah, I'm with you. That's
yeah,
weird.
So he shows it to him. I'm just like.
Weird.
Y'all do know that quarter zips have been around, right?
Yeah, and like the people that wear them are like me.
Yeah,
like
dad wears quarter zips.
Yeah, like this the dad.
Yeah,
it's the suburban dad
like,
look.
I won't be called dead wearing like a button up under my quarter zip. If you ever see me with that, come slap me in my face.
But like that's what I'm gonna wear to church on Sunday,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but
you know?
I say if you see me.
No, I'm saying
yeah, slap me in
fine,
my face.
But I'm just saying, like, but that's the
yes.
that's the
grown
the general use for a quarter zip.
I like quarter zips. I mean, but I have all my Georgia's quarter zips and stuff. But
Are we talking about sweatshirts?
No,
that's a little different.
That's what I thought he was talking about, the quarter zips that I wear,
right.
The ones that I wear for my Georgia.
Yeah, that's like athletic wear.
Yes, that's what I thought he was talking about.
Okay.
No, he was talking about them kind of, but them.
Yeah, like sweaters.
Yeah, daddy don't have that. I don't rock that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Why?
What is,
because
oh,
TikTok is
there's
doing
some weirdos,
it?
Man.
That's odd. That's
some
very
damn
odd.
Weirdos. Just huh. Weird. Between that dance and like he driving the car, I don't know what the hell that is. Like all day. This is all he do. All day around the house. All day. Like. The influential.
The internet's ruining.
It's ruining them.
These kids.
It's ruining them. These are the challenges. I told you that you were with me when I threatened them last week. All of them.
Uh huh.
I threatened them all last week.
Just a group text. Your
a group
children
text about children.
To threat them.
And threaten them.
Threaten them over.
You know, catch y'all doing this, I'm gonna blank y'all up.
I will say, like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That is weird, and I don't get it. And the problem with that challenge is it's going to be over in 5 minutes, and then you're going to have
like
five
yeah,
quarter
that's
zips.
Exactly what I said. So you're gonna have 12 quarter zips.
Yeah. If you're so
yeah.
That's actually great news for me.
Right.
Is in like a year from now. The Goodwills are going to be flooded with quarter zips. That's awesome. We're going to have super cheap quarter zips everywhere in like a year. So I'll bank that one in the memory bank. But in the grand scheme of TikTok challenges, like that one's pretty tame.
Yeah.
At least, be a bunch of nicely dressed little kids
yeah.
For a while.
Idiots. I'm like, can I, hey,
what
Dad,
a weird challenge.
That's just weird.
That's so
Dad,
weird.
Dad, I need some dress shoes. Because all this is a part of this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, Y'all are some damn weirdos, man.
When Kai was young, did the American Girl doll ever come to the McMichael household? Was that a thing that happened?
We had a birthday party there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yes, we had a birthday party.
Okay.
Yep.
How do I make sure that never happens?
Keep her away from it.
But she knows about it. She learned. I don't know how. Well, I do know how. Another adult in our home showed her on the internet.
Dude.
And now it's
Target
all
has their
about.
Own version.
Dude.
And they're not as pricey.
Do people know what this company is doing?
I'm telling you, the one over here in Alpharetta.
There's like a place?
Yes, the American Girl doll store. I don't know if it's still there.
Okay.
That's when Kai was 7, 8, one of them.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Right around the same age.
Yeah, but no, we had her birthday party in that store.
Uh-huh.
And she's my babe, grass, my spoiler.
Uh-huh.
Daddy, the doll needed a hair appointment. They have a salon.
Yeah, this company is geniuses.
Dude.
They're convincing people that you should buy a doll for $150.
And
then get its hair done.
That was the most expensive
phase. Yeah.
Till now, because in college, everything. But like growing up, that American Girl thing.
Okay, so all right, good. I'm glad that you have been through it.
Oh yeah.
So I can learn and avoid.
Yeah.
That at all costs.
Avoid at all costs.
And literally all costs.
Avoid
because they cost.
Build the house yourself.
Sure.
It's a great.
Whatever. She never had to know about it. She never had to know about it. That's my thing. And the toothpaste out of the tube, I get. Man.
Yeah, dog.
$145 for a doll. It's not even. She's got 100 dolls already. They look the same.
She ain't got that one.
They look the same. And now they're doing the. They've got like Anna and Elsa in there. It's like you have Anna and Elsa doll, but they don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do kinda. They look like Anna.
Yeah,
that
man.
That one does too.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, right. It's an. Goodness gracious!
Terrible.
I do not miss that day.
Yep. There we go.
Yep. Birthday party. Birthday party.
All right.
For the damn doll. For a birthday party for Kai and the doll. And you just can't go in there at a birthday party. You know why? Because you got to come out. That heifer got to have a new wardrobe.
When I would imagine that if the doll costs $145, the hair appointment's not cheap.
No.
And the outfits aren't cheap
either.
Goodness gracious! All right.
That doll, she was clean as hell.
That's a good idea to transition to the. Most important story of the day, so I can read some sponsors. I'm going to have to do every commercial on the radio station. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Would love to, but nothing is deserved or given in this league. You have to go take it. You have to go earn it.
And
that'll be our opportunity on Sunday.
Are you not? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna bring it back because he is the quarterback.
He is the starting quarterback.
I need him to play well
of the Atlanta Falcons.
I need him to play well this week because I need our calls on Monday to be happy. I need our calls to be happy Monday, Andy. I need him to play good.
There's a chance though that we've entered the point of the season where if they do play good, people will be mad about that.
Why? You can't get your draft pick.
Yeah, I know. That's true. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
If he plays well on Sunday, they'll win.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
If he plays well on Sunday, win.
There's also, and like, I know we're talking about the Falcons who've lost 5 games in a row and all that. So don't take this as me being anything other than aware of that fact. Like, the Saints are real bad.
Yes.
They're a real bad football team.
Yes.
Like, there's a world in which the Falcons actually play a decent game of football and win this game, not by 3 or not by 5. You know what I mean? I'm not saying they're going to go blow anybody out because I don't know that they're capable of that. Even their best games haven't looked like that. But, like, the Saints are real bad. Like, there's a chance the Falcons really do. I know it seems crazy because they haven't won since
a long time,
a million years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, they should win this game.
They should.
I know they're not favored anymore.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe should. I don't know.
Let's not say should.
I don't know if I can say should.
Let's not say should.
Yeah, should's the wrong word. Should's the wrong word.
Yeah, let's not do that.
They could.
Let's do it more
like
that.
But that's also, like, you know. That's not much because literally any game in the NFL, either team could win.
Yeah, but
it's somewhere between should and could, though.
I just think
it's no longer must.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting hopefully. I mean, you're going to be without Drake London. That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
That's a big deal. You know, but you still got your running backs. Hopefully, you get Bergeron back and you're able to run the football, do some things like that, keep the pressure off of him. Make him, and he has familiarity with the guys who were there. You know, when you talk about. Darnell Moody. I think Kyle's got to play. Kyle's got to have a good game, man. He got to have a good game. And they got to call plays for him, too. They've been calling plays, and he's dropped them. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, damn it, you ain't got too many more options. You know what I mean? You got to figure out something. But I think the ultimate thing you got to do is you got to run the damn ball. And you got to run it. And even if you get down by 10, you're still damn running.
Yeah, run it. Handing it to Bijan Robinson is the best play you have.
Yes, run
it. Even when Penix is out there and London's cooking, like maybe there's an argument that throwing it to him in the red zone is the best play you have. But, I mean, I that's going to be the biggest mystery to me of the whole thing.
Yes.
Of like the wheels falling off and them simultaneously giving the ball to Bijan less. I understand some of the context of some of the games and score and stuff, but I really don't care.
No.
Like, they
don't want to hear it.
They found a way to let other teams take Bijan Robinson away from you. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really is one of the best weapons in the NFL and looked like it through mm-hmm. five or six games. And then you allowed other teams to dial up the defense that took him away. And you didn't adjust. And we're 5 weeks in, and even the first half against Carolina, he looked fantastic. And then they stopped giving it to him.
Yep.
Like, I really... I don't know. Like, that's malpractice.
It is. I mean, it's one of those things, Andy, where it was all good a month ago. It was all good a month ago. You were feeding Bijan. He was in the MVP conversation,
the best player in the world.
And then you allowed, and we actually go back. I don't want to go back last week. I will. You do bring Kirk Cousins in, and the first thing you come in and doing is letting him throw.
Letting it rip.
Letting him rip.
And were you broke up at down this point? Kirk. Good question. It was at least close.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but it was close.
Yeah, and you just want to come out, let's throw the football.
Yeah.
You're going to have to throw the football in this game. I understand that, and I get it.
Right.
I do. The big thing, they cannot, as a team, start the game with a damn penalty. Like, stop doing those things. Stop going downfield too early on screens. So, I mean, there's certain things you stop doing. It's going to be a different look because they're not going to be in the pistol the whole game because Kirk's there. They're going to do a little pistol, but it's going to be under center and out of the shotgun, mostly on third down in the shotgun. But other than that, so you're going to probably get that element that everybody was wanting from Michael Penix as the play action pass.
Yeah, you should be able to get a little bit more play action.
Play action pass is going to help the passing game. The thing with it is you got to catch it when he throws you the ball. You got to make plays when they do put it in the air. Kirk can't be sloppy with his footwork and all those things. He knows how to prepare for a game week. We understand that. He's getting all the reps this week. It ain't no, Michael Mike player, no. He's getting every single rep. He's going to be starting. They're listening to that whack-ass music up there at Flower Branch because the quarterback gets to pick what's being played. So listen to Backstreet Boys and all that. Ass crap of music.
And that's not even the worst thing that was on that list.
Yeah.
There was worse stuff on that list than Backstreet Boys.
How about you just turn the damn music off?
Yeah, let's just play silent.
How about we just play in silence?
How about we just practice in silence? Yeah, I would be so mad. I don't know, man. I'll be honest. Everything Kirk Cousins is doing right now is irritating me. So it's probably me problem.
I've been fine.
But like, what are we doing?
I've been fine until he made that lame ass joke.
That's a bad joke.
That's a bad joke. We about to have Joe Patrick.
Yeah, which of the media that were laughing at that joke?
Was that you laughing, Joe?
Were you not around last year when he actually did that? It was last year.
Was that you laughing, Joe?
It was last year.
I know D-Led wasn't laughing.
No, D-Led didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Joe definitely didn't laugh.
Yeah. Hey, guys, immediately following our show, make sure you guys join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zucca Pizza in Smyrna. They'll get you ready for tonight's game while enjoying some Miller Lite special. Again, right after our show, Dukes and Bell, they will be at Zucca Pizza in Smyrna.
I have always had a problem with the media press conference chuckle. Like, that wasn't that funny.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't that funny. There's very.
I mean, whoever laughs the hardest gets the first question.
Exactly. Good one, coach. Hey, tell me. What kind of defense are you guys going to run on Sunday?
we're going to run a good one.
You are one funny son
of a gun.
You are right. All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. They're just showing the Darnell Washington assault reel?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Like, get that you some.
That is not fair.
Like, look at 22.
Look at
like,
the last
look
one.
At, look at 22. Look like, at last he did not want none of that.
See ya. Like, Beastquake, man. And then Darnell Washington goes on the podcast and said he weighs 311 pounds.
Yeah, man.
He's out in the field hurdling.
Move
folks.
The tackle and get that 100 mil.
Yeah, I know.
Period.
Seriously.
Period.
Seriously, they'll mix in a trick play for you.
Yes, of course they will. They'll let you do some different stuff.
You are a Hall of Fame left tackle if you want to be.
Yes.
And he's a really good tight end,
too. He's a very good tight end.
He's not going to make as much money at tight end as he would at left tackle. All right, we'll get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes. Mm. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open.
All right, because we got our guy, Joe. All right, and Joe is one of the guys.
Man's man.
Man's man. Strong jawline, Joe.
Ready to rock.
Ready to go.
You look at him funny, he'll shank you.
I know he was not key-keying up there when that dork. I wouldn't tell you anyways. I know my man Joe Patrick did not chuckle.
I know too. Let's get him in here. Takes a lot to make Joe laugh.
We've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Uh-huh.
Joe?
Oh, the side eye was coming on for sure.
The side eye was
in full effect when he said that. That was shocking, guys, that he would say that because, you know, I think you can genuinely and validly make the case that him not admitting that he had an injury last year probably cost the team to some extent because you figured, you know, they would have had a better chance even with a rookie Michael Penix at that point. Being able to get out there and throw the ball around. We saw how effective he was in the three games that he played at the end of that season. So, yeah, that was quite the statement from Kirk. And he even also kind of singled out D-Led, saying that they had a history with it, with D-Led trying to get questions into Kirk at the Super Bowl last year and Kirk declining his ask. So, a little bit awkward there.
You better watch
out, man. D-Led for doing his job.
Yeah, I mean, y'all
reporting on the football team.
Exactly. You better watch yourself, mess around. D old school now. D old school. All right, we saw D like
I saw him hotwire.
We saw him hotwire golf cart
one time.
Go to get you.
Thunderstorm.
You think?
He's got low center of gravity. He can do some damage.
I can see him scooping Kirk, dumping him on the head.
Let me ask you this about the starting quarterbacks. Hopefully, not too many people are doing that on Sunday. Let me ask you this about Sunday's starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Can he play? Like, because we've seen it a little bit this season, and then you saw how it ended last year. Like, can he still play quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, define play. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to play effectively. Now, I asked Raheem Morris the question this week, like, what makes it different? You know, what can we expect differently from Kirk Cousins this week than what we saw? Especially that week against Miami where he played the entire game and Drake London was also out of action in that game. And, you know, Raheem said that it will be different because that week it was kind of in flux and they didn't really know he was going to be the starter until late in the week and that this week they can, you know, basically build a game plan around him. But I think the question remains as to whether, you know, Kirk has the physical skill set at this point to be able to beat teams with his arm. Because what I've seen from opposing defenses when they go up against Kirk Cousins, and this extends back to last year when he was struggling toward the end of the year before he lost the job, was teams basically stopping respecting anything over the top and stacking the box, knowing that the Falcons are going to want to run the ball and being able to effectively stop that and play aggressive man coverage. And, if they get beat over the top, I think they're very willing to tip their cap to Kirk Cousins, but knowing that he's not really going to be able to do that on a consistent basis. And from what we've seen, you know, again, down the last, you know, three or four games of last year, and then the couple times we've seen him play this year, is that he doesn't have any. He's not doing that basically at all. He's not even taking some of those chances. So maybe it will be different this week. But again, when you don't have Drake London out there, it makes the task all the more difficult.
What about everybody else, Joe? I know that I saw where Bergeron, he was trying to play. I think I saw Diablo's is supposed to play this week. What about this? The other guys that are injured outside of Drake and Michael?
Yeah, it's still a pretty lengthy injury list for the Falcons when you look at it in its totality, because, you know, guys like Zach Harrison still not practicing. Chris Lindstrom did not practice yesterday. Obviously, going to be without Michael Penix and Drake London. So, you know, it is still a tough situation for this team right now. Was good that they get Divine Diablo back. He will be playing with that club arm, you know, with they all kind of cast up and then wrapped up over the top. So that's probably going to limit him to some extent. But still, he's probably the best option that you've got there at that linebacker position. And, you know, with an offense they're going to be going against with guys like Taysom Hill and Juwan Johnson, you know, these kinds of players with that skill, that physical size, you feel like Diablo can match up with them nicely. But make no mistake, like, this is still going to be a tough test for this team. And there's a reason why this Falcons team is 1.5-point underdogs, guys, to the Saints. I mean, who would have seen that coming? Coming into the season when the Saints were supposed to be one of the worst teams. Maybe they are still one of the worst teams, but, you know, the Falcons are trying to stave off being the bottom of the division right now.
What are you? I know it's still early and he hadn't even had surgery yet, but what are you hearing kind of optimistically or realistically about a timeline for Michael Penix?
I mean, I guess the points of optimism you can say are that, you know, when he suffered his knee injuries previously in college, they happened in October, one in October, one in November, and he was able to come back and start the seasons the following year. So he does have a track record of kind of, you know, living up to that 9-month recovery, which is basically, you know, the quickest you can get back from this ACL tear. And I would also say that Raheem mentioned that, you know, based on what the doctor saw in the image of the tear itself, the fact that it's not a full tear, even though the full tear is going to require, or I'm sorry, the partial tear is going to require a full reconstruction of the ACL in surgery, it does kind of set up better for the recovery process. And his ability, at least that's what Raheem Morris is saying. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but they are optimistic about it from that standpoint. But I would say, you know, the obvious kind of other side of that coin is he's had a lot of these kinds of surgeries already at this point in his career. And frankly, the area that he needs to work on the most to prepare himself to be a starting quarterback in this league is the physical stuff. You know, it's the footwork and the drop back and all that kind of stuff, the accuracy, and that's the kind of stuff that he's not really going to be able to work on while he's recovering this knee.
How long is this the only week Drake is going to be out, or is this injury going to supposed to keep him out a little longer?
It could be, and I think that it probably will be, Randy. You know, even Raheem Morris said that, like, Drake is the kind of guy who was, you know, he said that he'll be pleading later this week to play this week, and they basically are just ruling him out from this point just so that he can't kind of convince anybody to get him in uniform for Sunday, because they do want to make sure that he can rest that knee up. So that to me indicates that it's not something that is like going to be overly complicated in terms of, you know, holding him out for a long period of time. So hopefully that's the case. But I think, you know, at this point you do have to, I mean, I just kind of pose the question, if you're the Falcons, do you kind of keep him out even longer just to make sure he's 100% healthy and you're not kind of risking anything long term? I don't know if there is a risk of kind of extending the damage if he were to play on it too soon with this injury, which is a PCL sprain. But, you know, with where the Falcons are in this season, it's hard to make the argument that anybody should really be getting rushed back to play. And, you know, by the way, like Chris Lindstrom, for example, saw him. He was in a walking boot in the locker room after last week's loss to the Panthers. So it's not been easy. He's been overcoming a lot just to get himself ready to play. And so that's another one for me where I'm like, is it worth even kind of putting him out there at this point?
What has changed in your mind about Kyle Pitts' season? Like, it got off to a really nice start, and I think we all felt pretty good about it. Maybe drops is the easy answer. I don't know. But over the last couple of weeks, it just hasn't looked the same.
Yeah, actually nothing. Like I said, when he kind of got off that hotter start to the beginning of the season, that I was kind of still of the opinion that he was not going to really be a high volume guy, that, you know, he's going to have his chance for splash plays. And unfortunately, he has not even taken advantage of those opportunities for those splash plays. You know, in recent weeks, obviously that drop against the Colts was big, where that, you know, could have kind of, even though it was early in that game, could have really changed the game state if he potentially scores on that play. But regardless, you know, it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing to see because you can see that he has so much talent, you know, and that he has the opportunity to make some of these plays, and he gets himself open. And you know, there's also kind of there was the drop in that game, but then there was the other concerning thing with Kyle is the play that he had down the sideline where, you know, it's an arced ball up for him and it's a little bit underthrown from Penix, but he doesn't really even make that much of an attempt for it. And I don't know if that's just because he didn't see it until late or where the defender was positioned, but those are the kinds of plays with his body size that you'd like him to be more competitive in those situations, to go up and potentially come down with those balls. And ultimately, it's just, you know, he hasn't shown himself to be that kind of player yet in the NFL. So, I mean, yeah, I guess I'll just leave it there. But I'm not really surprised that, you know, the I guess you could call it flakiness kind of continues with him and what we've seen in his career so far.
All right, Joe, I'll talk to you at noon on Sunday.
All right, JP, appreciate it.
Sounds good.
We get to do that, what we just did for 2 hours.
yeah,
talk to you then.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Smoking
guys.
Joe Patrick there, our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. We'll come back and answer all your questions in the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
Happy birthday to Matthew. Just turned 40 today.
All
he
right.
Said, any advice for the newcomer? Do what the hell you want to. All right. You're a grown-ass MF man.
Yeah.
All right. All right, enjoy it.
Officially what happens at 40.
Enjoy it. And tell everybody to kick rocks and leave you alone.
Stretch a little bit.
Why?
Just everything not quite as limber as it used to be.
Oh, that is true.
Stretch a little bit.
That is true.
Mix in some waters.
Yeah, waters for quitters. Waters for quitters.
Water's good. Or, you know.
Water sucks. Water really, really sucks.
Some delicious H2O. Tyrone is in Douglasville. Hey, Tyrone.
Thanks for taking my call. Andy, Randy, I love you guys. You guys are just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Quick thing is, I just want to know, and this is real talk, mentally and physically, how are you guys really feeling, you know, mentally and physically? And also, last question is, do you guys have lunch before 11 o'clock, or do you wait to have lunch after 2 o'clock?
Thanks for the call, Tyrone.
Have a good day.
Thank you,
thanks,
Tyrone. Well, I mean, physically, I'm fine. You know, there's a lot of aches, and, you know. But, I mean, there's a reason why I have aches.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, mentally, dude, I'm awesome.
Yeah, I'm sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I'm sharp.
I did have I had a couple cocktails last night, so I'm like a little, not 100%, but good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
I just need to be above, I need to be above 50% to be able to do this.
Yeah, man. We come in this thing 35%,
solid.
Dog.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
And those days are obvious probably to the listener.
But yeah.
No, I'm solid.
Yeah,
I'm solid. Physically,
thank you.
Physically, I feel great.
Yeah, man.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm good to go, man.
We got a good night's sleep last night.
But thank you, Tyrone. I appreciate that.
As far as the eating goes.
I don't eat till after the first segment. And I'll have me some poke rinds.
You normally eat about 1:15, though.
But no,
you stopped doing that. Is that because the microwave broke?
No, you know, I just stopped doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just stopped doing it.
Because you used to walk in.
I used to eat at 1:15.
Every single day at 1:15, yeah. You'd go warm something up and come in here and it'd smell delicious.
Yes. I would always eat the leftovers from the previous night. Right. But I stopped.
Why'd you stop doing that?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I think what happened was it's like, two nights in a row, we had ate out, and it wasn't no leftover. And so I was fine. I'm fine until I get home. Now, when I get home, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hungry when I get home. But now, because there is no microwave, we don't have the sense to bring food.
Right.
I'm feeling bad for Bo.
I didn't want, well, I know. Bring that socket. Bring your.
You know what? I'm going to look for when I get home. Because
okay.
I saw the bit tray where all of them are. Let me see. I'm going to look in there and see if I have.
Bring that.
We
ordered fuses. We're just going to fix it then.
Yeah.
You want something done around here, you got to take it into your own hands.
Yeah.
I eat an apple every day when the show's over, when I walk to my car.
Apple a day.
I eat it, exactly. And I haven't been to the doctor in years, so that's true. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. How's y'all doing? Good.
What's
good.
Up, bro?
I have two questions for you. One's about the quarterback situation. You know, y'all are, or a lot of people are sort of concerned about Kirk Cousins or dissatisfied with his play. Do you think it'd be a good time to develop Easton Stick more in place of him, possibly? And with Penix, do you think that now that he's had surgeries on both knees twice, do you think, realistically speaking, we got to go find somebody else? He ain't going to be around much longer.
Oh,
and
man.
The other question I have for you, with the division almost out of reach, do y'all like Tampa Bay or Carolina better? Which one of the two, both of y'all, which one of the two teams is your favorite of the two, you know?
Appreciate it, man.
Well, I think Tampa's better.
I think Tampa's better.
I think Tampa's better.
Yeah, I think Tampa's better. They're just banged up, man.
I don't really care for either one.
Yeah, they're both stink.
But, yeah, I think Tampa's better.
Yeah.
And I guess there's, like, I kind of – I like watching Baker play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like watching
What was his name? This called?
Oh, boy.
What was his name? Bo?
James.
That was James, thank you so much. I don't think those words have ever uttered out somebody's mouth. Develop Easton Stick.
Mm-mm.
Never thought
that.
About that.
Mm-mm. Maybe his high school coach.
Maybe. But interesting.
No, I don't think that's on the table.
Nah.
I don't know about the Penix long-term stuff. I mean, obviously, hopeful. I like what Joe said is he's been back in 9 months from this injury before, so hopefully he'll be the starter week one next year.
That's a great question, because I didn't even think to ask what was his timeline from both of them.
Yeah. Kirk getting paid too much money to not play.
Yeah.
I mean, he already was not playing, but you know why.
Yeah.
Now that guy's not available, Kirk's got to get out there
and get his
earn
ass
the check
out there
a little bit. All right, Adam is driving home from Iowa.
Don't earn the check.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Adam.
Well, first off, just as a traveling correspondent of the YAM committee, Iowa, I don't want to get Dave Archer too mad at me, but Iowa, let's just say it's a long way from Columbia.
Okay. Iowa, and, not YAM's territory. Got it.
They were pretty bundled up for the weather, but right. I got a pretty good imagination. But anyhow, the question is, maybe I'm just turning into an old head or an unk or whatever you want to call it, but I've noticed lately in the past year or so how short the pants are getting in college football. And on the kickers and the receivers mostly, is there a rule against that? And what is y'all's opinion about the short shorts on the football field?
Thank you, Adam.
I think it looks dumb as hell, but I think there is a rule, I would think.
There has to be a
uniform. There has to be. Like, I would,
right?
Like, my practice pants would probably be that high.
Okay.
But, like.
Why?
Huh?
How come?
Because I didn't want to wear the pants.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I didn't wear pads anyways in my pants.
Okay.
But I would always have my knees covered. But, yeah, like, you know, you wouldn't be comfortable out there. But, yeah, in the game, yeah, some of it is getting pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the kicker from Oklahoma is wearing booty shorts.
Yeah.
The man's
doing that in baseball now, too.
What do you mean?
Barely wearing pants.
Who?
What?
Major League Baseball players. A lot of them are wearing pants that stop above the knee.
Huh.
You
haven't ever seen this? And they got socks pulled all the way up past the
kneecap. Yes, I have seen that. Oh, the socks way up there. Yeah, no, we're in a real, we're in a short shorts era.
Yeah, man.
For athletes and young people. Young men.
Young men, yeah, man.
And I don't get it.
I don't get, and Bo, you know this, and you'll figure this out, find this out with your daughter. It irritates me when Kai wears them little shorts with that long shirt. And I'm like, Shawty, you got pants on?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, oh. Just irritates me.
That's
very
terrible.
Irritating. Very irritating.
Now, maybe this is just the pendulum swinging back the other way from like the early 2000s when shorts were down to people's ankles.
Right.
Remember the TJ Ford picture when he was playing for the Bucks?
Never got into that.
It was awful.
Never got into
that. It was awful. So, I don't know. There needs to be a happy medium because we've gone way too far back the other way.
Yeah, dog. I mean,
it's a lot of thigh.
I mean, I like showing my thighs when it's me and my woman and we on vacation in my swim trunks.
Yeah.
But I'm right at the, I'm right like maybe an inch or two above the knee.
Yeah, I go just a little above.
A little bit above. Yeah.
A little above. Yeah. But not all the way up there.
Nah, man.
Kyle's in Roswell. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Andy and Randy, man? How you guys doing?
Pretty good, Kyle.
Good. Okay, so I got a theory. I think it's safe to start looking at the offseason at this point. So, in the offseason, I think the Falcons should, number one, go grab Keon Coleman.
No, Kyle. No, Kyle.
Number two. Hey,
no.
Let me cook.
We're
let
not
me
going in the offseason.
Let me cook.
Let him cook.
Let me cook now.
Let Kyle cook.
Let me cook. Number one, go grab Keon Coleman from the Buffalo Bills.
Why?
Why? Let him cook.
Why?
He's cooking.
Hold on. We got to pop. Hold on. I want to know cook. Why him?
Can you let me finish?
No! We're going point by point. Why him?
Number two, we go grab Miko Harman from
oh, my God!
Kyle, are you serious?
Miko Harman?
Another man. Three. Okay.
Number three.
If you say Odell Beckham Jr., we're hanging up on you.
Todd Munkin for the head coach. And then number four, we go get Stetson Bennett as a quarterback. It's not going to get us to the Super Bowl.
What's his name again? Who is this? What's his name again? Come on, Kyle.
Come on. He was right with that last comment.
Kyle, I like
it's not going to get him to the Super Bowl.
I like you, Kyle, so much, dog. I appreciate you calling. Kyle, the first two dudes that you just said both got benched.
Benched.
This week. Benched. Benched. So you're a Florida State and dog fan. He said, go get I love Kyle. Kyle said, let him cook.
Let him cook.
Kyle, you just burnt the meat.
Burnt it, Kyle.
You burnt the meat, Kyle.
Smoke detector's going off, bud.
Kyle said, let me cook. Pray for Keon Coleman. Miko Hartman. He said, Todd Munkin. Uh-huh. Which I'm not. I'm
yeah,
not,
actually, don't. That was
I'm,
not
which
terrible.
I'm not too far. I'm not opposed to that.
That was not terrible.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. And Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
Damn it, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
Come on, man.
Tito's incoming. Hey,
Tito.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I always wondered this from being from the north. What was the biggest impact? The 90 Braves, primetime, or Michael Vick in Georgia?
Say it again.
Was the biggest impact? The 90s Braves, okay. Michael Vick, or primetime?
Okay. Oh man,
thank you, Tito.
Man, Mike. You know, Mike came here, dude. It was crazy. It was. I remember when Mike was drafted because I was still at Georgia. And I was just like, man, y'all want to go to Atlanta tonight? No, it was stupid in the city when they drafted Michael Vick, man. It was unreal. Unreal.
The only, like, connection I have to any of that is my brother, Michael, who lives here now in Marietta, loved Michael Vick so much
mm-hmm.
that he became a diehard Falcons fan.
Right.
Asked for Falcons tickets and a plane ticket here for Christmas one year. Came here, loved Atlanta so much that he moved here.
Yeah.
So Michael Vick was tourism.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And not even tourism. He was transplantism. Like, blame Michael Vick partially for some of the transplants.
Right.
Because he wouldn't have ever even thought about it if it wouldn't have been for him.
It was crazy.
I don't know if any of those other ones had people moving here.
It was crazy where Mike went.
Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Zach?
So, Tennessee plays Florida this weekend.
Yep.
It's a game that's normally played in September. So, ever since the schedule came out, you know, I've heard a lot of people being like, oh, let's see how Tennessee does against Florida in the cold, right? And so my answer is,
why would that benefit Florida at all?
Like, you know they're not actually lizards, right?
Not really. They're not actually alligators. Yeah. They're just humans. So
that reminded me of, you know, Mike Leach's rant about the Pac-10 or Pac-12 mascots. So for the SEC, if the mascots for every team were like the real actual physical embodiment of those mascots, who would be the most and least intimidating teams?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, they meant intimidated by the damn bulldog.
Yeah, Georgia would be the worst team in the conference.
There's nothing intimidating about a bulldog.
Because those dogs can't even barely run.
Yeah, there's nothing intimidating about a damn bulldog.
So, yeah, they're out. What even is a Crimson Tide?
It's an elephant.
Well, yeah, like, are we talking about intimidating or like would actually win a rumble?
I mean, I would like to see the gator and a tiger go at it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good fight. Yeah, that's a pretty good
fight. But I don't think anything's taking down an elephant. Like, it would just stomp on a gator. It would
What's
kick.
Ole Miss's mascot?
A rebel.
So yeah. Be like, they got.
He's dead.
Well, Andy, what you didn't know before you moved down here from the great state of Washington, it was the Rebels.
Uh-huh.
And I think before you got here, it was a Confederate flag that they used to carry.
I think an alligator would bite the flank out of that guy.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know, Andy.
I guess he has a gun, probably. Yeah.
In 2018, Ole Miss debuted Tony the Land Shark.
Huh. Well, sharks can't be on land, so that's going to lose.
That's why they call them
land sharks. South Carolina's got a chicken.
Hey, man, have you ever been around a game cock? Uh-uh. Like them fighting cocks, man?
No.
Dude.
I still like a gator, though.
But I'll take the gator anyway. But them things, I'm just telling you, dude, that is a brutal thing.
You want to know something funny about my son, Jack?
Okay.
He thinks every bird's a chicken.
So is Sebastian?
Yeah.
Well, no. Sebastian thinks everything that he eats is chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, so pork chops, chicken.
Chicken, sure. It's just like, hey, Jack, what do you think that bird is? Chicken. What's a chicken say? Coo-coo-doo-doo-doo. Having little kids is constant comedy. It's very good. All right, do we have time for... Richard is in a school bus.
All right. What's up, guys?
Hey, Richard.
Real quick, I was thinking about this on the way over. You are now the commissioner of the NFL. What is one thing that you would delete, get rid of, one thing that you would change or improve, one thing that you would add in? I'll hang up.
Appreciate it. Get rid of Thursday night games, improve the officiating, and add to?
How about adding full-time refs?
Okay.
Sure.
I still don't ever understand that argument as long as I live, because they're going to make mistakes either way.
But they'll make more money doing
They'll make more money doing
They train in the off season, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of going back to their banker jobs.
Back to 2 days?
Yeah.
All right. I like those.
Every play's reviewable, and if you can't overturn it in 30 seconds, then it stands.
Okay. That too. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway of the day is that Joe Girola, I knew his ass went chuckling up there with all of them.
Not only
dudes.
That, he said he side-eyed him.
Side-eye.
Randy's always had a thing for Reba McEntire.
Yeah, man.
If the Falcons lose on Sunday, it won't be because they're sad. And Rainer and Michael, all backbone. Doesn't get dominated by any meat.
No, not one.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of mine as well. Randy's all backbone, doesn't get dominated by meat, and said Reba's hot.
Yeah, man. I mean, just tell you, man. Y'all go look at it right now.
I'm going
to. Go look at it right now. Hey, man, don't forget, guys, me and Andy will be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
I wish we could get the actual data of Reba McEntire Google searches in Atlanta right now, because there's going to be more than normal.
Maybe.
It's going to spike.
I'm just telling.
It's going to spike. We'll see you tomorrow in Kennesaw.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.